Joining me now is Mike Vander Elsen. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Francesca.
Welcome to another lockdown, level three. Here we go again. I was thinking about you, actually, because, of course, you were involved in the hospitality business for a long time in Auckland. And of course, you still are. So I just so feel for these poor people.
It affects everyone so much, and particularly hospo, because it's just doors are closed. And yes, they can do takeaways, but you know it's quite an undertaking to actually take your entire menu and try and package it up into takeaway boxes and send them out to people's houses, hoping that they're going to taste good when they arrive, or hoping that they get to the right house, or even just having the staff there to be able to do it. It's just a real, real difficult situation.
I think we were all so, excited that, 2 weeks ago we had a 3-day lockdown and we thought we'd nailed this and we could move on. And even though the 3 days was hard and it was, the impact was great to so many people, I think we thought, okay, that's fantastic. To be looking down the barrel of 7 days must be incredibly disheartening. And I imagine, Mike, there are some businesses which are starting to think, we can't keep doing this.
And that's it. This might be the final straw, unfortunately. Yes, it's Sunday. They're coming towards the end of the week, so their food stocks are going to be running low. They would replenish them on Monday. However, a lot of restaurants are 7 days a week. Their dry goods are built up, and there's going to be a lot of wastage of food. And it's not just the cost of monetary; it's the actual mental well-being of the owners and the staff. They just keep getting hit. And I was in town on Monday, just doing a few things, and the restaurants were quiet then, just talking to people. And so what it does to people coming to restaurants is it's like, well, maybe we won't book that far ahead just in case. And so the bookings are slowing right down, and so people are just kind of turning up on the day hoping to get a table, and so it just makes the future very uncertain for a lot of hospitality owners.
Are any of these hospitality owners saying to you what they need from the government, what they need to hear?
Well, we need to be certain about what's moving forward in regards. Yes, we've got the wage subsidy, yes we have, but it's not going to really cover the cost. And a lot of these restaurants that are closed for this week coming are not getting any rental relief. And so, yes, you can pay your staff, but you can't afford to pay the lease, which is becoming increasingly more and more expensive as some of these properties down on the waterfront are paying horrendous amounts of rent. And so, yes, you can pay your staff, but if you can't pay for the building that you're in, there's nothing at the end of the week, and you may have to shut the doors. So it's a very, very difficult situation.
Mike, I know that you are aware that people might be feeling a bit overwhelmed out there and need to talk, and you have very kindly, saying today, hey, feel free to contact me.
Absolutely. And if you are a restaurant owner or a cafe or even just hospo, whether you're an owner or just a staff member, and you're feeling overwhelmed and just need to talk. Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody. And I'm happy to talk to those people. So just email me, mike@vandersen.com, and I'll try and do everything I can to help you and even just be there to talk.
Oh, bless you, Mike. Well, look, you have a good week, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.